and people don't understand it. And I'm just trying to bring some light to it and try and get the people to understand. And the stories that I've heard since I've started telling my stories are incredible. And nobody wants to talk about it. A lot of parents, in the beginning, I was almost slightly shamed for bringing it up because they're like, you want people to know that about your child? What's wrong with that? I don't see it as a I don't see it as a negative. To me, it's like anything else that just needs to be solved. So I don't feel shy or ashamed to talk about it. I don't think it reflects poorly on anybody. It's something we have to deal with. I joke, and the term I've used now is, you know, parents that say that to me, I say, you know, do you realize I've been diagnosed? And they're like, no, what do you have? And I said, I've been diagnosed with can't dunk a basketball. I said, but nobody judges me for it. And they kind of look at me and kind of smirk. And I said, why is that accepted? But if my son's diagnosed with schizophrenia or narcissistic personality, like, why is that frowned upon? But you're okay that I can't dunk a basketball. So why do you accept one thing and not the other? I think it all should be accepted. So I know I kind of went on a bit of a tangent there, but to me, it's no different. You don't choose it. You don't get to select to wake up. You know, I want a migraine tomorrow morning. You just wake up. Well, no, but when you tell somebody you have a migraine, like, oh, I understand. I feel for you. But if you say my son has schizophrenia, they're like, oh, have a nice day. And that's what I'd love to change in the end.